The issue of constitutionality didn't come up much at Tuesday night's meeting of the SICA Assembly. But that's how the ball got rolling on this topic in the first place. Here's Mayor Matthew Hunter.
I don't see a rush on this. It's just meeting that legal necessity. That's my only motivation here.
Here's the problem. SICA's general code states that land sales over $500,000 and land leases over $750,000 must pass a public vote. But city administration and attorney Mike Gotti, the city's outside legal counsel, say that is not compatible with the state's constitution. A new version of an ordinance to change that law came before the assembly Tuesday night, calling for an advisory vote of the public instead. It also suggested raising the bar by a few zeros to $5 million for land sales and $7.5 million for land leases. At that amount, the assembly would hold off on their decision until the public cast that advisory vote. Assemblymember Richard Ween wanted to know exactly how the co-sponsors of the ordinance, Hunter and Ben Maiasato, came up with that figure. Hunter said it was recommended by a local realtor.
I believe Travis Vaughn mentioned it as being a reasonable number in his mind, and it certainly seemed like a better number than 500,000 to us.
But Ween wanted more information, saying he had requested city staff prepare an inventory of the value of SICA's real property.
I was told that the inventory would not be available to July, and therefore I certainly cannot make a reasoned decision as to what is exactly going to be for sale and whether this $5 million ceiling is an intelligent and thoughtful move.
The point was well taken by the other assembly members. Stephen Eisenbeiss made a motion to postpone a decision until the first meeting in August to give assembly members time to look at the land inventory. That was voted down. Ween then suggested changing the ordinance to keep the threshold at the current levels. That was voted down too, with Maiasato saying the assembly needed to make it easier for the city to sell land.
This here will be good for business. It'll also be good for housing. Affordable housing.
And current code hampers that development. That's the perspective of many in the business community, and the truth for a recent deal that fell through. Assemblymember Kevin Knox spoke of how a plan to turn the former Forest Service building into housing ran into problems.
They had a pretty good plan for going forward with redeveloping that, and because the lot across the street for their parking is a Tidelands lease, the developers didn't want to go forward, knowing that it would have to go to a public vote, as under current code. They pulled out. So it's a pretty significant chill there on what could have been a fairly interesting development.
And with that, all members of the assembly present, except for Ween, who voted no, approved Ordinance 18-29 on first reading. It will come up again for second and final reading on June 26th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.